Hey everyone, it's your girl Breeny Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
Hey guys, hope you guys are doing well and a happy new year to you guys. I hope everyone is feeling pumped and super excited for the year ahead. I know that I definitely am. So this year guys, this year is going to be the year of personal development. We are devoting 2022 to developing ourselves. I want to talk about how to focus on yourself. It is so important, guys, that we make ourselves a priority, okay? Maybe 2021 wasn't a good year for you. 2020 was even worse. However, it is very, very, very important that we get centered and bring it back, okay? Bring it all the way back. Let's center ourselves again and let's prepare ourselves mentally, emotionally, spiritually for the year ahead, okay? And it's not selfish to focus on yourself. It's not selfish to make yourself a priority. It's actually self-full. When you are full, you are able to help others more beneficially. So I have 9 tips on how to focus on yourself practically this year and beyond. So number one is focus on being yourself. And I know it sounds cliche, but hold on a minute, I'm going to break it down. Let's first talk about what gets in the way of us totally authentically being ourselves. And one of the biggest things is trying to be liked. The enemy of authentic living is trying and wanting and desiring to be accepted. So here is my challenge for you guys this year. Have the courage to be disliked. Have the courage to be undesirable, unattractive, uncool, unpopular, and imperfect. And this does not mean turn into an asshole, not care about anyone's feelings, not care about anyone that gets hurt. But hear me out. We spend way more time than we need to trying to be accepted, trying to be acceptable, and less time actually just being. So whatever that looks like, flaws and all, walks and all, just be yourself. I have this friend who is a tiny bit cuckoo sometimes, and I personally feel like she overshares in some places where I personally wouldn't overshare. But what I love most about her is that's just who she is. That's just what she does. She's okay with herself. She loves herself, and others love her for just being her. And she's really taught me a lot about authenticity and just being authentically yourself. Sometimes I find myself like molding, or maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe I shouldn't do that. I don't want to come across like this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. We have more don'ts for our lives than do's, okay? I don't wanna be seen as this. I don't wanna, what do you want to be seen as? What do you want to do, okay? Stop trying to be acceptable and just be yourself. Because at the end of the day, I want people to love me, not for the person that I'm pretending to be, or not the socially acceptable version of Breeny, but the real life, breathing, crying, snotting Breeny. Just plain Breeny. So the second tip to focusing on ourselves this year is endeavor to spend more time alone by yourself. And for the introverts, this shouldn't be too hard. For my extroverts, or for the people who feel like they need to be at every party, every function, every gathering, learn to say, no, I cannot make it. You don't need to explain why you can't make it. You just can't make it. And take that time, use that time to be by yourself. And for those of you who may not totally feel comfortable, with solace, with peace, with quietness. It may be a challenge for you. However, I'm challenging you this year. Create time, and I mean create it, as in carve it out. Create time to be alone. Whether that's booking a hotel once a month, for those of you who live at home with your parents, or whether that's booking a staycation, just you, yourself, and you. Just me, myself, and I. And the beauty about taking some time to be by ourselves is that we can actually think clearly. We can think our own thoughts without being surrounded by other people's opinions, preferences, expectations, whatever. And you'll start to actually get to know yourself, who you are, what you like, what you want, what you don't want, and things of that nature. And by yourself, you can read, you can journal, you can take up a new hobby, you can paint, you can go for a bike ride, learn a new language. I'm currently learning French. Bonjour. Ça va? Ça va bien, merci. Ça va? Comme si, comme ça? J'habite en Angleterre.
Je proclame notre soleil. Je veux me venger. Merci beaucoup. Je hurle. Oui, oui, baguette.
But all jokes aside, if you want to focus on yourself this year, it is imperative that you are intentional about creating time alone. The third key to focusing on yourself this year and beyond is to get crystal clear about the person that you want to become, about the person that you want to be, and what you want to achieve this year. Write the vision down and make it plain. And this is about what you want, okay? This does not include a significant other, your parents, your friends or family, or strangers on the internet. This is about you and what you want to do. You need to hyper-focus on your goals and dreams for this year. I am giving you permission to be selfish, because the truth is, most of you are not selfish enough. Write the vision down, make it plain, break it down into personal and business. Imagine I gave you a blank piece of paper and I told you to write down the person you want to be and the things that you want to achieve this year. And there's no limits, okay? Write down whatever. What would you write down? It doesn't matter how crazy it is. Write it down. This year we're having crazy faith, okay? We're writing down the things that we want and we desire. For example, these are a few of mine. In 1 year, I want to shrink in size. I want to be slim but strong. In 1 year, I want to be more educated in the arena of business. In 1 year, I want to have a great team of people around me to facilitate my ideas. In 1 year, I want to have bought another home. In 1 year, I want to have 1 million subscribers. Write it down, write it down, write it down. The next thing you do is you're getting your journal, you're getting your notes on your phone, and you're writing down, who do I want to be and what do I want to have achieved by this time next year. The fourth tip to focusing on yourself this year is to invest in yourself. I'm always preaching this. I have a whole entire video on investing in yourself, but let me just summarize. You need to, listen to me, you need to buy books and read in the areas of your biggest weaknesses. Take courses, go to seminars, invest your money in educating yourself. And some of you may say, I don't have money to buy courses, to buy books. Listen, darling, there's no excuses. We have the internet, okay? We have the internet and it's free. There's no excuse for ignorance. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. There is no excuse for ignorance. We're not making any excuses this year. You either level up or you get left. And I know a lot of young people watch my channel, and sometimes I've been guilty of catering my advice to you like, oh, well, if you don't have money, you don't... No, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm talking to all of you guys as grown women, whether you're 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 57. I'm talking to you guys as grown women. I personally started my personal development at the age of 16. So you guys have no excuse. You're old enough to invest in yourself. And you cannot say that you love yourself if you do not invest your time, your money, and your energy into bettering yourself, both emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Tip number 5 to focusing on yourself this year, and that is prioritizing self-care. And I know I'm very guilty of not prioritizing this because I'm always focusing on what's next. What do I have to do? What do I have to get done? I remember a time when my business coach asked me, so Brini, what do you do to unwind? What do you do to take care of yourself? What do you do to love yourself? I said to her, making money is how I love myself. Actually succeeding is how I love myself. And she said, oh baby, no, that ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work. So be intentional about creating a day in the week, whether it's a Saturday or a Sunday. And this is a day that you do everything that you love. Spa day, massages, shopping, movies. This is date day with you. This day is not about learning a new skill. This is not about getting educated. This is not about learning or taking in anything or focusing on anything. This is a day to receive and to relax. And I don't know if anyone is like me, but I honestly find it so difficult to watch films, as in fictional movies. I would prefer to watch documentary because I'm always interested in learning. But on this day, you really need to take this time to just love on yourself, to receive and to do things that are easy. So prioritize your self-care because it's not all work. We need to rest. Even God rested on the seventh day. The sixth tip to focusing on yourself this year is to think goals. And I'm not talking about couple goals, I'm talking about your goals. Most people don't feel like they've achieved anything because they haven't actually written down their goals. There's so many prayers that I've prayed that I'm actually now living in that I forgot that I actually prayed for. There's so many goals that I've managed to achieve that I've actually forgot that I've actually reached them. But when you actually write them down, you actually create a trail. And I truly believe in clear goals because it gives you something to work towards and you are not punching in the dark. And there's a saying that goes, if you aim at nothing, you will hit every single time. You must have an aim. You can't just be throwing. What are you aiming for? Aim for bullseye. So aim at one or two things this year. It's not about writing 10, 1500 things. Write two of the most important goals that you want to achieve this year and get working on it, all right? Get your ass up and work on it because dreams don't work unless you do. And the seventh tip to focusing on yourself, which may sound very cliche, but don't talk about cliche unless you've done it, okay? Don't talk about cliche unless you're able to do it. And number seven is to believe in yourself. What does that look like? What does that mean? Believe in yourself. Believe that you can do all things. This is the mindset. This is my mindset. There is nothing too hard for me. There's nothing I cannot do. Where there is a will, there is a way. These are my mantras in life. And it's not something that I say every morning. It's not even something that I even say out of my mouth. It's just something that I believe. And I live in everyday life, in every moment, like I believe I can do all things. I push myself when I don't feel like it because I believe in my potential. I believe that there's a lot of things hidden inside me that needs to come out. And I'm not gonna stop until it all comes out. I believe that what I have to offer the world is valuable and it's not only for me, it's to be shared. Believing in yourself is about being on your same team. Believing in yourself is about having your own back, being your own cheerleader. Do not wait for anybody to cheer you on. Oh, come on, Rosie, let's get up and do this. Let's do that. No one's coming to save you. No one's coming to help you. So let go of that entitled mindset or that woe is me mindset. Most of the things that I've done in my life have been by myself. Like I did it, okay? I did it, as in physically, nobody was there. Obviously, God's always helping me. However, no one helped me do anything. It was me. It was my belief in myself. It was my belief in my potential. So whether you want to start that YouTube channel or the podcast, do it. Believe in yourself. Believe that you have something to offer the world. Believe that your voice is valuable. And do it, even if it's hard. You can do hard things. The ninth tip to focus on yourself is to mind your own business. Part of focusing on yourself is staying out of other people's businesses because other people's business is a distraction from your own. And that includes gossip blogs, the shade room, shade borough. Stay out of other people's businesses because most time we actually go on there to escape the reality of our own lives, to escape our own failures, to escape our own drama. So I challenge you to unfollow those blogs, unfollow those places that you get your tea from. Stop watching these videos, because it's actually like you actually lose brain cells. There have been times where I've been on the Shade Room, just scrolling. I literally feel sick. After I scroll for 10 minutes, I literally feel sick. I feel all blocked up. You're gonna focus on yourself. You need space for your own business and your own business alone. Another thing, stay out your friend's business. You know that one girl that always comes to you and tells you about what her boyfriend did and her boyfriend's that and her boyfriend's this and her boyfriend's that, and you give her advice and she goes back to him and does the same thing over again and then comes back crying to you? Listen, some people don't want advice. They just want attention. Don't give it to her. Part of staying focused on yourself is that you do not give your attention to useless stuff. Pray for her, love her from afar, but stay focused on your lane, on what you need to do. This includes family members, that family member that's always asking for something, always asking for things, asking you to do something. No is a complete sentence. You need to start telling people this year, I am busy. No, I am busy. I can't, sorry, I am busy. Because you are busy, focusing on yourself, focusing on your own goals, staying in your own lane. And remember, people are not always gonna like you, but our challenge is what? To be disliked. And number 10, and I'll wrap it up with this, focusing yourself this year is learning to stand up for yourself. And I briefly touched on it in my last video, but I had a situation, some of you may have noticed it because it was on the blogs. However, there was someone I considered to be a friend, and he decided to make up lies about me and try and tarnish my character. And usually back in the day, I wouldn't say anything. I would just, you know, mind my business, let it go away. Even in my younger years, when I think back to it, I've been bullied by men my whole life. And I remember the days I run home from school and I just saw my sister, like, this person said that. And like, I never stood up for myself. I just froze. But I'm a grown ass woman now. I'm 30 years old and I'm gonna stand up for myself, and I'm not gonna let people walk all over me. And I've heard so many stories about children that were bullied, or stories about bullies. And it's not until you stand up to a bully that they leave you alone. Turning the other cheek and trying to be Christian about it is not going to help. I was listening to a sermon the other day and the pastor was like, this kid's bullying his son. The pastor told his son, you need to go back to school. If they hit you, hit them back. And I thought, wait, hold on a minute, this is not very Christian, but I agree. You got to teach your children to stand up for themselves, and you have to stand up for yourself, okay? Don't be a doormat. Don't allow people to walk all over you. But whatever you tolerate does not get better. It actually gets worse. Stop being a doormat and actually stand up for yourself. Encourage those around you to stand up for themselves too. Don't let anyone shit on your name. Don't let anyone shit on your brand. The Bible says that a good name is better than silver and gold, which means you need to protect that, okay? Protect your name. Don't let anyone talk, say anything without defending yourself and defending your character. So I hope you guys enjoy these tips. Let me know what you're gonna be focusing on this year. Let me know what is your word for this year. My word for this year is unstoppable. I just made that up now, but my word for this year is unstoppable. I'm super excited for the year ahead. There's gonna be so much more podcasts. There's gonna be so much of everything. Let me know what you guys think. Bye, guys.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.